Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Vav, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Gamliel Ben Bracha Traina. So we're moving along in some of the real festa dafin and shas. Some of the real festa dafin in Bava Basra, some of the real festa dafin in Cheskes Habatim. Today's daf is no different than the last bunch of dafin, although the raid will be a little lighter. And on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Yisrael haba machmas akum, harehu ka'akum. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, like, in every Bava Basra case, my boss, Bahayara, what are you doing in my field? So Shimon tells Reuven, I'll tell you the truth. I bought this field from an Eina Yehudi who told me that he bought the field from you. Now, the Eina Yehudi was not able to show me a shtar that he bought the field from you. So from that standpoint, I didn't have any real hard evidence that the field was his, but I do know, he told me, that he had a cheskas gimel shanim. And because he had a cheskas gimel shanim, that would demonstrate that it belonged to him. Thus, I bought it from someone who had a cheskas gimel shanim, who said that he bought it from you. As a result, I have a right now to be on this field. Said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab, the halacha is that this yid is treated like the akum, meaning ma akum in loy chazaka el b'shtar, just like an akum himself does not have cheskas gimel shanim. Af Yisrael haba machmas akum in loy chazaka el b'shtar. So to this Yisrael that's coming machmas the akum, he himself would not be better than the akum. He himself would not be able to establish a chazaka. Rather, the only way he'd be able to prove that this field belongs to him is with a shtar. In other words, Akum that makes a cheskas gimel shanim, it's not considered a chazaka. The whole perek cheskas habatim applies to yidin. It doesn't apply to akum. The Rashbam says that the reason is because cheskas gimel shanim is very much predicated on the fact that if you see somebody squatting on your property, you see somebody living on your field, you're going to be meicha. And if you allowed it to happen again and again and again, over a period of 3 years, that is an anan sahadi, that really the field doesn't belong to you. And it's for that reason that whoever's the machzik, even if he doesn't have a shtar, is going to be considered the owner of the field. But it's predicated on the fact that if it was your field, why were you not meicha? It's for that reason that Chazal said, anytime there's some mitigating factor that one can use to argue that maybe really this person owns the field. And he was very disappointed when he saw the machzik squatting on his field. Why was he not ma'ara? Because he was afraid to be ma'ara. If that were the case, then that would debunk the entire cheskas gimel shanim, because one of the key ingredients of a cheskas gimel shanim is the umnana that comes from the fact that the ma'ar was not ma'ar. It's for that reason the halacha is akum ein loy chazaka, because if somebody sees an akum living on his field, it's very possible that he's going to be afraid to be ma'ara. To be ma'ara to the yid, maybe you're not afraid. But to be ma'ara to the akum, there's a good chance that there might be repercussions and consequences. He might not take it the right way. And as a result, it could be he's going to come fighting back. You're going to run for your life. And as a result, you know what? You decided that it's maybe not such a good idea for me to be ma'ara. It's for that reason that an akum himself doesn't have a cheskas gimel shanim. So here's the point. A Yisrael that's bom nachmas akum also doesn't have a cheskas gimel shanim. Because if you're saying that it's your field because of the fact that you bought it from an Akum, how do you know the Akum actually owned the field? Maybe he's a Gazlan. He had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. His Cheskas Gimel Shanim is worthless. If Cheskas Gimel Shanim is worthless, so now your argument that you bought it from the Akum is only as good as how much we can prove that the Akum actually owned it. And if we don't know that the Akum owned it based on his Chazaka, therefore you yourself are not going to have a Chazaka either. Now the Rashbam adds one point, which is really mavur in the Gemara, and that is that this that Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Yisrael abba machmas Akum, hareyu ka Akum, and in loy chazaka, it means even if the Yisrael himself has been living there already for 3 years, so that the Yisrael now has his own cheskas gimel shanim, and the ma'arer saw the Yisrael, and he was never moicha. Even then, the Yisrael is not going to get a base to chazaka. Now, this is already a little bit of a bigger chiddush, because if the Yisrael has his own chazaka, so dalmine da akum's chazaka. Typically, machmas the Yisrael's chazaka. But the teretz is that the only time cheskas gimel shanim works, and really we're going to learn more about this next week in some of the dafin, is if the chazaka is a chazaka sheyeshi motaina. But if the chazaka is a chazaka sheeni motaina, so then there's no such thing as chazaka. Meaning, a chazaka works if it's backed up and it's supported by some form of an argument. But if I just say that, yeah, I've been living here for the last 3 years, how'd you get it? I don't know. Not interested in telling you. I plead the fifth. That doesn't work. You have to have a taina to support and to rationalize and explain how it is that you got this piece of property. Well, over here, the Yisrael has a taina. What's his taina? He got it from the Yaakov. The problem is that we don't know that the Yaakov actually owned it. So the taina is nitkain taina. And as a result, even if he's been living there for 3 years, it would be a chazaka she'eni ma taina. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda Merav's halacha is that a Yisrael that's bought machmas Yaakov, even if the Yisrael has his own chazaka, the halacha is hareyu ka'akum, in which sense, ma'akum ein loy chazaka el b'shtar, af Yisrael abba machmas Yaakov, even if he has his own cheskas gimel shanim, the only way he will be able to get this piece of property is if he has a shtar. Oh my Rava, Rava said, "E on my Yisrael." Let's say the Yisrael would say, "Lididi amali akum de minach zavna," that the Akum told me specifically that he bought it from you. Meaning that Yisrael's not just saying that the Akum sold it to me. He's not even just saying that he's been living there for the last 3 years. But the Yisrael's saying that the Akum told me that he bought it from you. In that case, already the Yisrael will be believed and he'll be able to keep the property. But the Gemara says it makes no sense in light of everything that we just said. Mi ikamidi, the ilu akum amalei mehemen, if the akum himself would tell a yid, I bought this property from you, and I've even been living here for 3 years, he wouldn't be believed, like we said earlier, because cheskas gimel shanim doesn't work for an akum. He has to have a proper shtar. So how could it be then, v'ilu amalei Yisrael mishmei akum mehemen, that if the Yisrael says that the guy told me that this is what happened, that all of a sudden the Yisrael is going to be believed? Elamai Ravas, you have to say what Rava meant was something else. If the Yisrael would say, "Kami didi zavna akum," that the akum bought it in front of me, minach from you, v'zavd in the hali, and then he sold it to me, mehemin, in that case, he's going to be believed. Meaning, as much as Yisrael abba machmas akum areyu ka'akum, but that's only if the Yisrael is relying on what the akum is telling him. But let's say the Yisrael says that I saw the akum buy it from the yid, then already it's different. That already constitutes a proper taina, and if that constitutes a proper taina, his chazaka is a chazaka she'eshi mataina. So when is the Yisrael's chazaka a chazaka she'eni mataina? If he's relying on what the akum is telling him, but if he says that I saw the akum buy it from you, I myself saw it, I'm not relying on what the akum is telling me, I myself saw it, that would be considered a valid taina. So that if the Yisrael now has a chazaka, the cheskas gimel shanim, betziruf the taina of kami didi zavna akum inach, is a chazaka sheyeshi mataina, and a chazaka sheyeshi mataina works. And the Gemara concludes with the following cryptic line. The reason the Yisrael's believed is migu di boy amalei anozav vinta minach, because he has a migu that he could have told the Yisrael that I bought it directly from you. Meaning, why did the Yisrael have to tell this marakama that I bought it from a guy who bought it from you? He should have just said, I bought it from you directly. So migu di boy amalei anozav vinta minach, he's believed to say that it was kama didi zavna akum minach, v'zavna nahali, and it's for that reason he's going to be believed. And the achrayna mucha very much, that why did the Gemara have to add that line, migu di boy amalei anozavinta minach? Meaning, why are they muching? Because really, the Yisrael has a cheskas gimel shanim. He's been living here for the last 3 years. Narvas, the chazaka is not a good chazaka, because it's a chazaka she'eni mataina. It's predicated on the fact that he got it from the akum. How do you know the akum actually bought it? Now, if the akum has a shtar, mamela. But if the akum doesn't have a shtar, even if he has a cheskas gimel shanim, an akum can't have a cheskas gimel shanim. What Rav is saying is that if the Yisrael says that I saw the akum buy it, that's miyashiv that taina. That makes it a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. Okay, so you have a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. If you have a chazaka sheyeshi mataina, then why exactly do you need a migu? This is a big discussion in the G'dayle Achroinim, and we are going to leave that for now. Zok Gemara. If I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hi, man, did not get maglo v'tuvlayo." If there is somebody that was holding farmer tools, so a maglo was a tool that was used to cut trees, or tuvlayo was a rope that was used to scale trees. V'amar, and he said, "Ezel, I'm going igzira l'diklo d'planyo. I'm going to cut down. I'm going to scale the following tree." Because although that tree is not in my field, but I bought that tree from the owner of the field, and I'm on my way now to do this. Said Rabbi Yehuda, Mehemin, the person is going to be believed. Meaning, to the extent that we don't know if it is his tree or if it's not his tree, he is going to be believed to go ahead now into somebody else's field. We're going to let him. We're not going to say, Kanon Poigenboy, how could you go into somebody else's field and start cutting down his trees? No, we're going to allow him to do it. And the reason is, because there's an umdin in the world that says that a person wouldn't be such a mechutzif to go and cut down a tree that doesn't really belong to him. So to the extent that this is what he's doing, there's an umdin that it actually belongs to him. And as a result, the halach is, we are going to allow him to do what he wants to do. Now, if this Gemara sounds familiar, it's because we learned this Gemara together only a few days ago. In fact, if you take a look at the Rashbam says, Dibra maschel hay man denokat v'chulu, kfar perishis lo le'il. That everything that needs to be said on this Gemara, I already said on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Just to chazer some of the things that the Rashbam felt at the time needed to be said was, number one, the Rashbam said that the only time this works is in the event that when this person is going right now to do what he wants to do, there's nobody being meicha and there's nobody protesting against him. If, however, somebody's protesting and somebody's saying, this is my field, I never sold it to you, so you don't say, oh, there's an umdin of lechatz of inish, and as a result, he must be telling the truth, and we're going to allow you to do it. Meaning, when is this halacha true? It's true if nobody's protesting, A, or B, if he did it already. So if he did it already, so at the time that he did it, nobody was protesting. So then the halach is, we invoke this svara. Additionally, the Rashbam said that in the event that the owner of the field comes and he questions him and he says, you know, you cut down my tree. He says, no, it was my tree. I bought it from you. Although there's a svara of the chatzav inish, but at the same time, he would have to swear a shvuas hasis. So two mitigating factors. Number one, the only time it works is if nobody's protesting, which would mean if it happened already, or if you're going to do it and there's nobody standing in your way. Additionally, to the extent that the owner of the field is ma'arer, you would at the very least have to swear a shvuah derabanan, not a shvuah deraisa, but you would have to swear a shvuah derabanan, known as shvuas hasas. One other thing that's worth mentioning, and this already the Gemara spoke out. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis asked that if there's an umdud of leichatz of inish lemigzu dikla delav delay, so why does this not throw the whole cheskes abatim on its head? Meaning, anytime a person is working in a field, you should assume it's for sure his. Yet we need 3 years of anan tzahadi of imacha. Why don't we say leichatz? So the Gemara said, a very sharfe teretz, the Gemara said, really you should have the umdana when it comes to a regular cheskas gimel shanim. Narvas, and this feels a little like the shitas haramban in the world of cheskas abatim, kineged the umdana, there's a reyes. And the reyes is ach vishtarcha. Because if you buy a piece of property, you're going to have a shtar, at the very least, even if it's not a shtar kinyan, but a shtar raya that proves that you bought this piece of property. But when it comes to peres, people didn't write shtaris, and as a result, did this. No reyes of achvi shtarcha. You do have the umdin of lechatz of inish, the migzum dikla the lav delay. The bottom line is, like the Rashbam said, that really the more detailed analysis of this is kvar perishis lo le'il. Zok the Gemara vaitav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another halacha related to cheskes abatim. Hayman da achsik migudi da arudi ulevar loy havi chazaka. So if somebody made a chazaka on somebody else's property, however, the part of the property that he made the chazaka was miguda da arudi ulevar loy havi chazaka. That's not a chazaka. So first, we have to teach the words. Miguda is a wall. Arudi is an arud. That's a wild donkey. Ulevar means the outside. So the metzias, we're not farmers, but the metzias was that once upon a time, farmers and landowners were concerned that these aruds, these vilde chamoyrim, would come into their field and they would make a mess. They would damage some of their crops. So what they would do is something clever. They would take some of the crops and they would put it on the outside of the granites, on the outside of their fence, of their boundary, so that the chamor that wants to go and wants to eat from the tfuah, let him eat from that tfuah. So essentially what they did was, is they took their fence and they brought it in a little bit, right? It's on their property, and this is part of their blackened lot. They go and they plant crops, billiger props, let the Arut eat that instead of the Arut coming into the field and completely destroying the field. Now, that area, which is Miguda Darudi Ulabar, belongs to the owner of the property. But at the same time, it's not the most chash of a part of his field. In fact, on some level, he's meyayish from it because he knows that the donkeys are going to end up eating it. So Rav Yehuda said a chiddish that let's say you have someone that made a cheskas kimul shanim. He's been squatting on somebody's property, but he's not in the property proper. He's miguda de arudi ulevar lo yavi chazaka. That's not considered a chazaka. My time, what's the reason? Meimar omar, because the person is thinking, that whole area, the donkeys were going to eat anyways, and because the donkeys were going to eat anyways, so it's for that reason the chazaka is not a proper chazaka. Now, if you look in the Rishonim, there's different nuschos, what the punchline is. Meimar Omar called the Zara Nami Arudi Achlile. From the Rashbam, it sounds like that the point is that this squatting is not really considered squatting. The Rashbam's lashon is that the Ma'arid didn't feel maybe that he had to be moicha, because this chazaka that he's making, the machzik, is not such a chash of a chazaka, and it's for that reason it's actually not going to be a chazaka. And really, it's a very important punchline, and that is that the only time a chazaka is a chazaka is if it's something that you would think would warrant a macha. If, however, the chazaka is a diluted type of chazaka, maybe it doesn't warrant a macha. To the extent it doesn't warrant a macha, you have no anan sahadi from the fact that the ma'aru wasn't moicha, and as a result, you're not going to end up having a chazaka. So if you could just think about it a little bit balabatish, if somebody's living in your house, it's going to bother you. If you see it happen again and again and again, Chazal said 3 years, the Rabban said really in 1 second. But the point is, if you see this going on again and again and again, it's going to bother you. And if you're not moicha, it's a raya, that it's not really yours. That's what underpins, and that's really the premise of the cheskes gimel shanim. But let's say the person is hanging out on your property, but he's not really infringing in your proper living quarters. That type of squatting maybe doesn't bother you so much. And if it doesn't bother you so much, you don't necessarily have this impulse to go ahead and be moicha. And as a result, if you're not moicha, there's no raya that it's not yours and it really belongs to that other person. And if that's the case, it takes the rug out from underneath cheskes gimel shanim. The Gemara is saying that to the extent that this person is drein zech in that area, you don't care so much. So it's not considered squatting. If it's not considered squatting, I didn't feel I had to be moicha. If I didn't feel I had to be moicha, there's no umdana from the fact that I wasn't moicha. And as a result, it's not going to be a chazaka. Other Rishonim learn it a little bit differently, but that's what it sounds like the Rashbam is saying. From Rav Yehuda said another halacha, another chiddush in the world of cheskes habatim. Achla orla, eino chazaka. What would be if somebody goes and he parks himself in somebody else's field? But that field had peiros that were orla, meaning peiros that you're not allowed to eat anyways. Peiros that are anyways asabana. So Rabbi Yehuda said that eino chazaka, it's not going to be considered a chazaka. And what's the svara? It's pashat. Why should I be moicha? I can't eat the peiros anyways. In fact, what you're doing is very, very wrong. But it's not something I was anyways going to be able to eat. I can't even have anah. Or it was also anah. And it's for that reason, the fact that I wasn't moicha is not a right that it really belongs to me. Tanya Nam Yochi, Bryce, the supporter of Yehuda said, Achla Orla, Shvias Vikalayim, Eno Chazaka. So it mentions Achla Orla. It adds to that also Shvias and Kalayim. All these things, Eno Chazaka, are not going to be a Chazaka. So what's the pshat? Let's just go through each one. Orla, we just explained. Kalayim is also Asabahana. So the same reason, Achla Orla, Eno Chazaka, so too Achla Kalayim, Eno Chazaka. What about Shvias? Shvius is mutter ba'na, but Shvius, says the Rashbam, is hefker. And because it's hefker, so it's something that everyone's allowed to take technically anyways, so why would I be moichel? It's hefker. So in these three cases, even if a person had a chazaka, arlo, shvius, and kalayim, in a chazaka, it's not going to be a chazaka. Now just to clarify one other point that the Rashbam says, and that is that you don't need that all 3 years the person was eating arlo, shvius, and kalayim. Even if 1 year he was eating arlo, shvius, and kalayim. For example, shvius is 1 year, it's not 3 years, right? You don't need it to be 3 years, because in order to have a chazaka, you need 3 years of chazaka. And to the extent that you don't have 3 years of chazaka, because even one of the years was arlo shvias a kalayim, that would be enough to say that it's not going to be considered a chazaka. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Achlo shachas lo yhaver chazaka." What would be if somebody parked himself in somebody else's field? He's eating the tefuah, but he ate the tefuah in the state of shachas. So shachas, loosely translated, is unripened tefuah. So usually, when you're going to eat tefuah, you wait until it ripens. This person ate it before it ripened, so it's not considered a chazaka. Now, why is it not considered a chazaka? So the Rashbam says a whole fancy reason. He says because, again, chazak is predicated on the fact that it looks like this person is parking himself in your house. Well, if you see somebody parking himself in your house, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be Mike. You're supposed to say, it's my house. If the person ate at shachas, it actually doesn't look like he's parking himself there. The Rashbam says just the opposite. You know what it looks like? It looks like he's afraid to park himself there. In fact, it looks like this is a hit and run. What's he doing? He's quickly eating the tefuah, even though it's not ready to be eaten, because he chaps that it's not his. He's coming b'teiras gazlin. So it's a dot counterintuitive. But the fact that this person's behaving like a gazlin is the reason that the ma'ara wasn't ma'ara. When are you ma'ara? You're ma'ara when the person looks like he just moved in for the summer. It looks like he's parking himself there. Oh, you're parking yourself in my house. Bista Meshiga, I'm going to be Meichel. But this guy doesn't look like he's parking himself there. He looks like he's a gazlin. Vaharaya, he's running for his life. He's not even waiting until the tefuah parks itself. So why should he be Meichel? Now, you want to be Meichel, why are you stealing from me? That's a different sogya. That's when you learn Bava Kama. We're learning Bava Basra now. We're learning Chesk Sabatim. In the world of Chesk Sabatim, the only time you have a Chesk Gimel Shanim is when you were living there. You're living, like the Rashbam said earlier, you're Achsek the Mechaske in Chi. I wasn't Moich. Oh, that's a Raya that it's not really mine. But this person wasn't Achsek the Mechaske in Chi. To the contrary, he's behaving very much like a Gazlin, and it's for that reason. Achlo Shachas Lehavi Chazoko. It's interesting, the Rashbam says, Achlo Shachas, quote, Shaloi himtin achetigodal atfuah, elegimul shonim kotzra kishahi shachas, umaychalu behemtoi ene chazaka. Rashbam sounds like the only time Achlo Shachas ene chazaka is if all 3 years he was Achlo Shachas. Right, that's the lashon of the Rashbam. Shaloi himtin achetigdal hatfuah, elegimul shonim kotzra. It's interesting. By Achla, Arla, Shvias, and Kalayim, the Rashbam said Mefurish, one of the 3 years, that's enough that it shouldn't be considered a chazaka. But when it comes to Achla Shachas, here the Rashbam says all 3 years it would have had to have been Shachas. Tzarech Bir, why does the Rashbam say that it has to be that way all 3 years? If Achla Shachas ain't a chazaka, so if even one of the years was an Achla Shachas, shouldn't that be enough to knock out the Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Either way, Amar Rava added to what Rabbi Yosef said. Again, Rabbi Yosef said, "Achlo shachas lehavi chazaka." He said, "V'ibet saver mechuzah kaimo." If this person was an achlo shachas in mechuzah, so what's the saver of mechuzah? Rashi says the bika, the valleys of mechuzah, havi chazaka. In that case, it's going to be a chazaka. And the background to this is, says the Rashbam, "Lefisha ashirim heim," because the chevre mechuzah were very wealthy, and behemos lahem harbe. They had a whole bunch of different behemos. They had many behemos. V'darkam lahachal asodes the behemos exchange shachas. And the minig is that people used to give the behemos to each shachas. So ordinarily, you would never ruin a good field and eat it and consume its tefuah while it's in the state of shachas. However, people feed shachas to their behemoths, and if you have so many behemoths, you might actually dedicate a field to the behemoth. So in Mechuzah said Rava, where the oilam were gvirim, over there they had a lot of behemoths, and sometimes they would literally work a field and lechatchilo use it in a state of shachas. In that case, using the field in a state of shachas is being achse kidem mechaski inchi. And it's for that reason in Mechuzah said Rava, there achle shachas would be considered a chazaka. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Achla shachas loy havi chazaka." Rava said, "In mechuzah it's going to be a chazak." Now, of course, we know Rava was the Rava mechuzah, and so many different gemaras talk about Rava and mechuzah, specifically how the chevre mechuzah were a bunch of gvirim and they were mefunakim, and Rava used to give them a lot of toichacha. So this is one of the gemaras, one of the Mar Makaimis, that the chevre mechuzah were a bunch of gvirim. Either way, says the gemara, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman said, Tavticha lo yhavi chazaka. So Rashbam brings two pshatim on what Tavticha is. The first pshat he says is that it's a very low quality piece of property. And because it's a low quality property, if you see somebody squatting on that property, the fact that you weren't moicha is not a right that it's not yours, because maybe you just didn't care so much to be moicha. But the point is, it's really yours, and as a result, you can't make a chazaka on a tafticha. Ape kur of ayol kur, lay ape chazaka. What would be if somebody parked himself in somebody else's field? He planted a kur of seeds, and it produced a core of produce. Deer too, lo yavi chazaka, it's not going to be a chazaka. So to the extent that the farmer is not really making any profit, so then the chazaka is not a chazaka. Now here too, there's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim, what's Pasha Pshat? I am Beritva. But one Pshat that the Ritva says is that it's talking about where the Ma'ar Chaps, that had he been working the field, he too would have been an Apik Kura V'Ayal Kura. Meaning, it's not like this farmer doesn't know what he's doing, and that's why he was an Apik Kura V'Ayal Kura. It was a Makas Medina. It was something that would have affected him as well. The point is, to the extent that this guy Chaps, that even had he worked the field, he would not have done any better than the farmer's doing. Meaning, and he wouldn't have made any money. So maybe that's why he wasn't Meicha. The reason he's not Meicha is because who cares? He Chaps, it's a bad crop year anyways. So why should I go ahead and be Meicha? Thus, apikura v'ayol kura, v'ayavi chazaka, because he didn't feel the impetus to be Meicha. Says the Gemara, one final halacha, v'hani debay reish galusa, as it relates to the chever from the reish galusa, loy machsiki ban, they can't make a chazaka in our field, v'loy machzakina b'hu, and we can't make a chazaka in their field. So, as it relates to the Reish Galusa, they're somehow excluded from the whole Cheskes Habatim. They can't make a chazaka in our field, and we can't make a chazaka in their field. What's the pshat? So the Rishbam explains. They can't make a chazaka in our field because chazaka is predicated on the fact that if it was your field, why weren't you meicha? The reason I wasn't meicha was because they're the Reish Galusa, similar to the Akum that we had right at the beginning of the daf. Person is afraid to be meicha against powerful, wealthy people. The Reish Galusa checked off both of those boxes, and as a result, your imacha is not an anansadi, it's not an umdino, and it's for that reason their chazaka is not going to be a chazaka. V'loy machzakina b'hu. Additionally, we can make a chazaka in their field. Why not? So here the Rashbam says three svaras. One svar the Rashbam says is that the Reish Galusa, they own so many properties, they actually didn't want to be meicha. They were thrilled to have somebody go and live in their property for 3 years and mow the lawn and to be Zerei B'Shas Zeri and Chayrish B'Shas Chrish and Koitz B'Shas Ketzira. Adarabah. It's helping us out. It's one less crew of people, one less crew of landscapers that we need to hire ourselves. So they're actually thrilled that they have these gardeners that are willing to do work for them for free. So that's why they weren't Meicha. Another pshat that the Rashbam says is, these are all svaris, that the Reish Galusa don't feel like they have to be meicha. Usually, if you see somebody living in your field, you know you need to be meicha, because otherwise, then a chazaka might be established. Otherwise, how are you going to be able to prove later that this was really your field? The Reish Galusa didn't have that concern. They knew that if at some point they need to demonstrate that it's theirs, they have certain tricks in their toolbox that other people don't have. And as a result, they don't feel the need to be meicha, and therefore their imacha, again, is not going to be a raya. Another pshat that the Rashbam says is that they were very oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, and as a result, they didn't have such a good handle on their finances. They didn't really know what was going on. So just because they live in town, and just because somebody's living in their field doesn't necessarily mean that they know. It's an interesting idea. Someone that's oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, ein yoyde mi machzik mishalehen. Sometimes they don't have such a good handle, they don't have such a good grip on what's going on in their financial world, and it's for that reason, or for that additional reason, that you can't be machzik in a field that belongs to the Reish Galusa. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'ho'avodin v'chulu. Wow. So, the perek began, Cheskas Habatim, and now we turn our attention to Cheskas Avodim. So, the Mishnah said that just like a person can make a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, in Batim, and Boiris, and Shichin, and Ma'oris, and Sheivachis, and Merchitzois, and Beis Habatim, and Beis Hashlochin, a person can also make a Cheskas Gimel Shonim in an Eved. So, if I have an Eved, he's been working for me, I've been machzik in him for the last 3 years, you knew about it, you are a moicha, so the halach is, I have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Freit the Gemara Akasha, Avodim Yeshlam Chazok, is that true? You can make a Chazoka in an Eved? V'amar Reish Lakish said, you might have heard of this, HaGoydrois, Ein Lohem Chazoka, that if somebody has goydrois, somebody has animals in his possession, the fact that they're in his possession is not a raya that it belongs to his. Why? Because goydrois have a mind of their own, and being that they have a mind of their own, so the fact that they're in your possession is not a raya in any way, shape, or form that it belongs to. What's the background to goydrois saying lam chazaka? So obviously the real background is all the raid bites that we've been talking about, but the part of the background is that ordinarily there's a chazaka kol nasha tachas yad adam harei ushaloi. Anan sahadi the mai the toughest high today, or mai the toughest high today. But that's only predicated on the fact, because if it's not yours, why is it in your rishos? Oh, maybe you stole it. But when it comes to goydris, the fact that it's in your possession is not a raya that it's yours, because it could be in your possession and you really didn't steal it. Why? Because maybe it just came on its own. So something that walks on its own is mufka from chazaka. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How could you have a cheskas gimel shonim by avodim? An eved is like goydris that gets around. Thus, ha goydris eilam chazaka. Amar Rava said eilam chazaka la'alta. It's true, goydris eilam chazaka. But that just means that you don't have chazaka la'alta. Yeshlam chazaka la'acha gimel shonim. But after 3 years, you could have a chazaka. Meaning, Hagoydus Seilam Chazaka means that you don't have Muchsik, you don't have Cheskas Momin, you don't have Cheskas Kolma, you don't have Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tafas Haidi Day, and Maida Tafas Haidi Day. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a different Chazaka. This is the Chazaka of Anan Sahadi that a person wouldn't allow someone else to live in his property for 3 years and not be Moicha. That Chazaka, which takes 3 years to develop, that you have even by Goydrois. And as a result, that chazaka you have even by avodim. We're going to get back to this in the raid. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Am hoya katan mutul by risa yesh loy chazaka la'altar." So as much as the Mishnah says that avodim is yesh lam chazaka la'acha gimel shanim, but let's say this eved is a katan and it's a baby and it's literally in a crib, meaning it can't walk yet, it can't crawl yet. So then the halacha is that if it's in your possession, you have chazaka la'altar. Why do you have chazaka la'altar? Because now you have a regular cheskas mamon. Why don't you have a cheskes mamon by avodim? Because it's goydris. Because they get around. Well, this eved can't get around. And as a result, then you would have a chazaka la'alta. Faith the Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? So the Gemara says, like, tzricha de islay ima. No, it's talking about where the mother was there. I would have thought, nechash domi ime al se lahasam. As much as the baby itself can't get around, but the baby really gets around with its mother. And the mother is goydris. So maybe the mother left it there. And as a result, the fact that it's there is not a raya that it belongs to whoever owns that property. Maybe it belongs to somebody else, and it's like goydris. You can't walk, but the mother brought it to kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Imaloy menashe bra. Mother doesn't leave her child, and as a result, it can't be. That's what happened. Thus, it's not goydris, and it's for that reason. Amhayu kata mutal barisa yeshloy chazaka la'alter. Zok de Gemara, another classic. Hanu izi to achlu chushlo ben harda. There were goats that ate sa'irim in the harda. Okay, asa mari chushlo. The owner of the barley came, tofsinu, and he chapped the goats. Meaning, he was very upset that these goats just went and damaged his field. So what he decided was that Ovid Inish Dina Denafshe, he's going to take the initiative, he chaps the goats, and he's keeping them. Now, if goats eat Se'orim, the owner of the goats is Chayef. Why is he Chayef? It's one of the Arba Ovis Nezikin. It's Shein, right? Very simple. And being that it's Shein, he's Chayef Nezek Shalem. So the owner of the field knew that the owner of the goats is responsible to pay. But he felt that, what, I'm going to go sue him now and go through the whole rigors of the legal system. Let me take matters into my own hand. He chaps these goats. However, he was making the claim that there was a crazy amount of barley that was eaten and that the chi of Shein was a very, very high number. And he wanted a lot. Amar Avu de Shmuel, Savu de Shmuel said like this, Yochel litoin ad kedei demein. If you want, you can taina that the damage was up until the value of the goats. Meaning, if you want, you can say it, that if the goats themselves are worth $1,000, there was $1,000 worth of damage. More than that, you can't. But up until that, you could. And the reason Avu de Shmuel said he can do that is because he has a migu. The Iboy, because if he wanted, he could have said, meaning this person is suing the owner of the goats. And he's saying that you owe me a lot of money. In the meantime, he's holding on to the goats because he feels like this is a good way for him to be able to get payment. Said Avu de Shmuel that if you want, you can claim up until the full value of the goats. And the reason is because you can time it that the goat really belongs to you. Who's stopping you from saying that it belongs to you? It's in your rishus right now. You're the muchzik, and being that you're the muchzik, you could always say that it belongs to you. It's for that reason you have a migu to say that this is how much damage it was, and I want to use these goats, al kapanim, or some other form of payment to be able to make myself whole. But the Gemara asks Akash, is that true? Is that true that the person who's holding onto the goats now could say, l'kuchem biyadi, v'amir Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, said, ha-goydris, eilem chazaka. What's going on over here? We just finished saying Reish Lakish is din. So goats are goydris, and goydris saying them chazakos. He can't say lukuchas same biyadi, because as much as there is a concept of muchzik, but not by goydris. So the Gemara says, shani, easy, goats are different. The mesira l'raya, because goats were mesira l'raya. They used to hand it over to a shepherd, so the shepherd was always watching it. So as much as a goat has a life of its own, but there was always a shomer on top of it. And being that there was always a shomer on top of it, so it's for that reason they're not treated like goydris. Faith, the Gemara, ikot safru panya. What about the morning and the evening? So in the morning it was on its way to the raya, the evening was on its way back from the raya, meaning there's a little bit of a commute that maybe needs to be taken into consideration. There's definitely a hole in the timeline where it's not being watched 100%. So if that's the case, maybe that's when it ended up in this person's field, and that should make it goydris. Thus, the owner of the chushla should not have a migu that he could have said lekuchas em biyadi. But the Gemara says that this story took place in Nahardah, and in Nahardah tayish chichi, there were a lot of Arab merchants umiyad liyada meshalmi, and as a result, these people were becheskas ganavim and gazlanim. Not much has changed, and it's for that reason people weren't so comfortable allowing their goats to just go and drezach in the gas, and therefore they would hand it over miyad liyad. It was something that was always being watched, always being protected, and therefore, counterintuitively, easy is actually not considered goydris. Now, as it relates to goydris, we've talked a lot about this halacha, I think, in the last week, and even going back to the end of Bava Metzia and the sugya of Hamach Lepar V'Chamar. Additionally, in tomorrow's daf, wink, wink, there are some raid bites related to Hagoydris, Einlam, Chazaka, and really this whole Gemara over here of Avodim, Yeshlahem, Chazaka. We'll come back to it briefly in the raid, but for now, we're going to learn Amidei. So going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that as much as if somebody wants to make a Chazaka, the halacha is, it requires 3 years, stating that it doesn't always require 3 years. Mishnah said as follows. Cheskes habatim. Let's go through it again. Vaboyres vashich vamoros vashoivachos. Vamerchitsois vaisabatim vaisashachim vahavodim. Vachol shuois vaperus toder. And anything that constantly produces peros. Cheskos and sholoi shonim yayim liyad. Chazaka takes 3 years, and it's a full 3 years. It's day to day. Now it's not mamish every day, but it has to be a full 3 years. Stay habal. Stating that if you have a stay habal, the bach's girsa, stay base habal, cheskosa sholoshonim, ve'ena miyom liyom. So what's a stay base habal? A stay base habal is a field that sustains itself wholly and exclusively on rainwater. What's unique about that is that in certain regions, it doesn't rain the whole year. It only rains during certain times of the year, such as in the region where the Chachmei HaMishnah lived, in Eretz Yisrael, it rains during the winter. It doesn't rain much during the summer, right? So if you have a stay base habal, where the only way that this field can produce is through rain, there's no irrigation system, so it's really only going to produce during one oino, one tkufa during the year. It's for that reason the world of Chazaka changes a little bit. And it's for that reason you don't have to be machzik, some tanoim held. We'll see, it's a big machloikis, but some tanoim held. You don't have to be machzik the full 3 years, because really what you need to focus on is during the season where things actually grow. Why should I have to be machzik a field during the summer when nothing's happening during the summer? So as it relates to a stay based nabal, cheskotza shalushanam zakhti mishnah, obveena miyayim liyayim. It doesn't have to be a full 3 years. So yeah, you need 3 years, but it doesn't have to be a full 3 years. Okay, so what does it have to be? Rabbi Shmuel said, Gimel Chadashim, Barishayna, 3 months of the first year, Gimel Bachroina, 3 months of the last year, Ushtema Sachodesh Be'emsa, and then 12 months in the middle year. So really, it's 18 months in succession. It's 3 months of the Rishayna, but it's the last 3 months of the first year. It's 12 months, and then it's the first 3 months of the following year. Rabbi Kiva says you don't even need that much time. Chaydish Barishayna, 1 month of the first year. V'chaydish Bachroina, 1 month of the last year. V'yudbeis Chaydish Be'emsa, and 12 months in the middle year. Hare Yud Dalet Chaydish, which in total gives you 14 months. Amar Rabbi Shmuel added to that, Bamedvar Mamur B'stei Lavan. That's only true if it's a stay lavan, but if it's a stay ilan, it's a field that doesn't produce tvua, but it's a field that produces peiros, there you don't even have to be there this long, and that's something we're going to see already in tomorrow's daf. But the balance of today's daf is going to focus on this machloikis, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Additionally, what we're going to see in the balance of today's daf is, did all the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Or maybe the majority opinion, the sheet of the Chachamim, is not like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Akiva. But for now, Rabbi Shmuel holds that if you have a stay base habal, the chazakah has to be 3 years, but it doesn't have to be 3 years miyom liyom. Gimel chadashim barishoyna, gimel bachroyna, shnei masa chodesh beemtza. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't even have to be that long. One chodesh barishoyna, one chodesh bachroyna, and again, yud beis chodesh beemtza, and what's the first Gemara going to discuss? But my pligi, what exactly is the svaras amachloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and then at the end of the daf, we'll see what is the Sfaras HaMachloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, assuming that the Chachamim argue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Meshloish HaKadoshim V'chulu, Lein Monir Ikebeinayu. At first glance, it would seem that maybe the Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether you need 3 months in the first and the last year, only 1 month in the first and the last year, is whether or not plowing is considered Chazakas. And Nir is Miloshin Charisha, Niru Lochem Nir, Hesheya Perik Yud, says the Rashbam. So it means to be Chayrish, meaning if somebody sees somebody plowing his field, and he's not moicha, does that establish a chazaka, or does that not establish a chazaka? Why yeah, why not? The Gemara is going to discuss it. But says the Gemara, at first glance, it would seem that maybe that is the svaras hamachloikis. Rabbi Shmuel, sub Rabbi Shmuel holds near loy havi chazaka. That plowing is not considered a chazaka. Rabbi Akiva, sub Rabbi Akiva holds near havi chazaka. That plowing is considered a chazaka. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel holds near loy havi chazaka. So 1 month is not enough. You have to do more than just plow. Therefore, you need 3 months. Rabbi Akiva holds near havi chazaka. Therefore, 1 month is enough. Meaning, it sounds like a month is enough to do near. It's enough to plow. But it's not enough to do more than that. So, near havi chazaka, 1 month is enough. Shitas Rabbi Akiva, near loy havi chazaka, therefore you need more than a month, you need 3 months. Oh, but the Gemara said, the tizbar, could that be pshat Rabbi Akiva, my ear yechodesh. If pshat Rabbi Akiva holds, because he holds that near, it's considered a chazaka, then why do you even need a month? Afilu yoymechanami, it should be a day, a year, and a day. Because it only takes 1 day to plow. So the Gemara says, oh, the kuliyama nearly have a chazaka. You have to say everybody holds that near really is not a chazaka. V'ocha peri rabo, peri zuto ikabenayo. The machlekes is, peri rabo, and pay rezuta. In other words, just plowing in and of itself doesn't establish a chazaka. What establishes a chazaka? Going through a full cycle. So as a farmer, you zereya, you chayresh, you koitzer, you go through the full cycle, that establishes a chazaka. Okay. It's for that reason there's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, because they're arguing what's the shortest cycle. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a chaydish. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Gimel Chadashim. What is that totally in? Peri Rabba, Peri Zuta. Says the Rashbam, Peri Rabba means you have to wait until the crop fully develops. Peri Zuta means Shachas. It doesn't have to be fully developed. Rabbi Shmuel also has to fully develop. The shortest amount of time, depending on the crop, Ayin Rashbam, that you can have a full cycle is Gimel Chadashim. And Rabbi Shmuel holds you need the Peri Rabba, and as a result, it's 3 months, a year, and 3 months. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need the Peri Rabba, Peri Zut is enough, even if it's not fully ripened, that's okay. The shortest amount of time, therefore, would be a month, and that's why it's a month, a year, and a month. But if near itself was the Chazaka, if that's what's going on over here, then there would You wouldn't need 3 months. You wouldn't even need 1 month. 1 day in and of itself would be enough. Now, there's one thing I think that's just worth mentioning, and that is that Sai Rabbi Shmuel, Sai Rabbi Akiva both hold that the middle year has to be a full year. Why does the middle year have to be a full year? If Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can establish a chazaka in a stay based habal with 3 months, and Rabbi Akiva holds you can establish a chazaka in a stay based habal with 1 month, so then why do you need the middle year to be a full year? What's the difference between the first year, the second year, and the third year? What, this middle year is this more of a yachzen, that somehow that has to be a full year? If a year in the world of chazaka, just based on the agricultural nuance, is a month or 3 months, then the middle year should be the same thing. And the truth is, all the Rishonim talk about it, Uberosh and Tosis, right in the beginning of Cheskes Abatim, one mahalach that the Rishonim say is that a chazaka, even if you don't need 3 full years, but it has to be Ritzufas. You have to be machzik 3 years Beretzifas. And being that you have to be machzik 3 years Beretzifas, so you have no choice but to have that middle year as being a full year. There's other mahalachim. Either way, Zok Tegemar. Turn around. Rabbanon, a brisa near in the chazaka. Plowing in and of itself is not enough to establish a chazaka. The yesh amim, some say yes, raise a chazaka. It is a chazaka. Man yesh amim, who is yesh? Amim Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Rav Achi, he is Rav Achtan. We're going to the brisa. Nora shana v'zara beis. What happens if somebody lived in somebody's field for 3 years? He plowed it 1 year and then he planted 2 years. Or nora beis v'zara shana. Or he plowed it for 2 years and he was zara for 1 year. In a chazaka, it's not going to be considered a chazaka. Rav Acha said, Harezu chazaka, it is going to be considered a chazaka. So again, just to follow. A braisa near in a chazaka, v'yesh oimrim hareza chazaka, man yesh oimrim, it's Rav Acha, who in this braisa said mefurish, that if you, in one of the years, or two of the years, all you did was plow, it's enough for it to be considered a chazaka. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Sha'awis kol gedoyli adar. I asked all the gedoyli adar, va'amruli, and they told me, near hareza chazaka, that near is considered a chazaka, which supports what Rav Acha said. Amali Rav Bibi, the Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi told Rav Nachman, my time with the mandam near havi chazaka. What's the svara of near havi chazaka? So Rav Nachman told him, it's very simple. Yavad inish tekriva leilar of a shasik. If you see somebody plowing in your field, what, you're going to be okay with it? That's the svara of every chazaka, and it applies to near, just like it applies to other chazakas. My time with the mandam near loy havi chazaka. And then he followed up and he said, what's pshat in the svara in the mandam that saw is that near is not a chazaka? So he told him back, the person is thinking, call Sheba Vishiva the Karbulayobe. Because the person might be thrilled that you're plowing his field. Yeah, I was gonna have to plow it. I was trying to figure out how I was gonna do it. So call Sheba Vishiva. So the Shiva are the splinters of the actual plow. Every time you take a Shiva and you put it in the ground, you're thrilled about it. So that's why you weren't Maikasa. There's two ways to hear it, and as a result, there was this big shaila. Shochli ne Pum Nahara the Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. So the people that lived in Pum Nahara sent the following message to Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. Yilamdenu Rabin. Nira Havi Chazak Lai Havi Chazak. Is Nira Chazak? Is not a chazaka. Amalahu, so he told him back. Rav Acha v'chol gedei le'adar amri near hareza chazaka. Rav Acha and all the gedei le'adar said near is a chazaka. Amr Rav Nachman Mar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok responded and he said Ravusa lemichshav gavri. He said what? It's big deal to mention names. Meaning you're telling me all these names. Like, you have a whole list of gedolim that hold near as a chazaka. Okay, so you mentioned names. Let me tell you what I know. Harav Shmuel b'Bavel, v'Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva b'Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they said near loy havi chazaka. And as a result, I don't care how many names you have. Rav Acha and all the gedolim yadar. Rav Usa l'michshav gavri, Rav and Shmuel said in Bavel, and Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva said in Eretz Yisrael, that near is not a chazaka, says the Gemara. Now, how do you know that Rav and Shmuel hold near loy havi chazaka? And how do you know Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva hold near loy? So the Gemara says like this: Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Masnisani. I know Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva hold that near Loi Havi Chazaka from where? From Unzer Mishnah. Where do you see it in our Mishnah? That was the beginning of the Gemara, because Rabbi Shmuel says that in the state base of Al, you don't need 3 full years, but you need 3 months and 3 months in the first and the last year respectively. Even Rabbi Akiva said you need 1 month and 1 month. The Gemara said if near Havi Chazaka, you wouldn't need 3 months, you wouldn't need 1 month. 1 day would be enough. So you see Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva both hold nearly Havi Chazaka. Okay. How do you know Rav and Shmuel also hold nearly Havi Chazaka? So the Gemara says, Rav, Mahi, Dom Rav, Yudam Rav, Rav. You descend the name of Rav Zudivir, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva say, then it's based on value, only 3 full years, and they argue, but those are those shnitas. Av Chachamim, we want to know what the Chachamim hold. So we mentioned earlier, do the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva? This is where it is. Cheskasa gimel shanim miyoyim liyoyim. The Chazaka has to be 3 years, and it has to be miyoyim liyoyim. Zok to Gemara lemute mai, lav lemute. Near, the loy, obviously it's coming, the mute near, that near is not included. Now the Rashbam says it's coming to Mimai more than just near, right? It's coming to Mimai, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, 3 months, 1 month, and Kol Shekein, Bechlal Messiah Mana, near. But the point is that if Rav Paskin, like the Chachamim, he said that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, then certainly he holds near Lehi Havi Chazaka, right? The whole Shailas is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva hold near Havi Chazaka. But according to the Chachamim, you need a full year. Well, if you need a full year, then near is definitely not going to be okay. So you see from Rav, again, what did Rav say? This is a little bit trickier. Rav said, Zu divi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, Abel Chachamim Oimim, implying that he paskin like the Chachamim, and if the Chachamim hold, you need 3 full years, even in a state based Abel, Miyoyim Liyoyim, certainly near itself, Lehi Havi Chazaka. Shmuel, now we didn't know that Shmuel said it. I'm Rabbi Yudah Shmuel, because Rabbi Yehuda said also in the name of Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. These are the opinions of Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva. Aber Chachamim loyimrim, the Chachamim hold, at shnei yigdor sholosh gedirois, v'yivtzar gimel betzirois, v'yimsol gimel mesikois. So gedirois is when you're dealing with dates, and betzirois is when you're dealing with grapes, and mesikos is when you're dealing with olives. But the point is that you have to do three full cycles. And unless you do three full cycles, which would take 3 full years, it's not going to be considered a chazaka. So, in other words, Shmuel said exactly what Rav said. That in the Mishnah, you have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Abizu Divir, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, Achayu, like he paskin like the Chachamim. So, certainly, near itself is not going to be considered a chazaka. The Gemara says, parenthetically, my benayu, is there a chilik between what Rav said and what Shmuel said? And notice, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Something very similar, but the language is different. And as a result, it begs the question, my benayu, is there a nafkamina? And if there is a nafkamina, what is the nafkamina? Right, Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav, Rabbi Yehuda learned by Shmuel, ki yodua. That's why throughout Shas, Om Rabbi Yehuda Ma Rav, and throughout Shas, Om Rabbi Yehuda Ma Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard from Rav a comment on the Mishnah, and I heard from Shmuel a comment on the Mishnah. Rav said regarding the Mishnah that even though the Mishnah mentions Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva regarding Stei Beisabal, Zud Divir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Chachomim Achoylik. And Shmuel said the same thing, even though the Mishnah mentions Stei Beisabal, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, over the Chachomim Achoylik. But the Nusach that he used was a different Nusach. As it relates to Rav, he said, Chachamim Moimrim Cheskasa Gimel Shonim Yom Liyoy. And as it relates to Shmuel, he said a whole fancy thing. At Sheyigdor Sholosh Gedirois, V'yivtzar Gimel Betzirois, V'yivtzar Gimel Mesikois. So my Beinayu, Amar Abaye said, yeah, there is an Afkamino. Dekel Naira Ike Beinayu, a young palm tree, Sha'oysa Sholosh Palmim Ashanim. Because that's something that can sometimes be harvested 3 times in a year. And if it could be harvested 3 times in a year, so maybe you don't need a full 3 years. Because this Indian of needing a full 3 years that we're interpreting in what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel is the shita of the Chachamim is really being said in a little bit of an indirect way. So said about, yeah, he dafka said it in that way because the point is not really 3 years. The point is 3 cycles. And if you have a hecha timtza, again, we're not farmers, that you could do 3 cycles in less than 3 years, then enochinami, you wouldn't need maybe the full 3 years, and that is the nafkamina. So just to speak out one thing before we start the raid, and that is, so the daf started, or the second half of the daf started, what is the svara of the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara thought, lema nir ikabeinayu, which after learning Amud Beis, you have a better appreciation for that one line of Gemara, because it seems like this was a tumble that literally was marishai lamois, where the nir havi chazaka, loy havi chazaka, right? It was a very big deal. So the Gemara thought, maybe that is the svara sa machloikis, but the Gemara was doicha, the Gemara says, no, sai Rabbi Shmuel, sai Rabbi Akiva both hold nir loy havi chazaka. What then is the machloikis? Pei rabba, pei resuta ikabeinayu. Okay. What emerged from the last part of the daf is that Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel both said, Zu Divri Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim hold, that you need a full 3 years. Certainly, that's what Rav said in the sheet of the Chacham. So what now is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand? I mean, the Chachamim hold, even in a state-based aval, you need a full 3 years. What do they hold? So the Rashbam, Toich Dvarav, says that really, if you think about it, till now, we've been understanding that the way Cheskas Habatim works is based on a premise, and that is that a person watches a shtar for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but more than 3 years already, he doesn't watch his shtar. And it, really, that's a big ingredient to understanding Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Now, how does that translate into Cheskas Gimel Shanim? The Ramban, the Ktzois, and all the raid that we spoke about primarily in the beginning of the parak. But the bottom line is that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is predicated on 3 years. And without 3 years, you don't have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So the Rashbam really asks it as a kasha. He says that I don't understand Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva being Mechadish, you could have a Chazok in less than 3 years. How does that shtim with Rav on Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph? And the Rashbam says it doesn't shtim with Rav on Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph. And if that's the case, so we back in very easily to what the Chachamim hold and why the Chachamim will chayluk with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim will chayluk with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva because the Chachamim hold that Cheskas Gimel Shanim needs to be 3 years based on everything we've been discussing up until this point. In fact, our Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva now lahavi araya to explain how do you understand Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Because if it's based on the Achvi Shtorch and the Ramban and all that rate of 3 years, so then how do you have a Chazak in 14 months, Rabbi Akiva? And how do you have a Chazak in 18 months, Rabbi Shmuel? It's a Zeyer Gutta Kasha. It's a Zeyug with the Kasha. And the Emes is they Taggut don't hold that way. If that's the case, at the very least, we understand the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Chachamim can say, yeah, I hear all the Torah that you're saying. But at the end of the day, Cheskas Gimel Shanim needs Gimel Shanim. And being that it needs Gimel Shanim, it's for that reason, it's only over Gimel Shanim that it's going to work. So as it relates to Reid, two Ha'aris. The first one is a little bit Lamedish. You can't learn Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, without speaking out one word of Lamedish. Related Reid by Tzahin, related Reid by Tzahar. You have to speak out one word of Lamedish, and then afterwards we'll speak out something a little bit lighter. So the Lamedish first. The Gemara said in the Mishnah, Cheskas Abatim V'chulu V'avodim. Have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Faith the Gemara, Avodim Yesh Lohem Chazaka. Avodim have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. From Rish Lakish said, Hagoyd Reseim Lohem Chazaka, which underpins the whole Bava Metzia, right? Hagoyd Reseim Lohem Chazaka. So if Goyd Reseim Lohem Chazaka, how is it possible that you could have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim for Avodim, which essentially are like Goydris? If you think about the Gemara for a second, it's a Pella. The Gemara actually has no pshat in the whole world. What? What does a Goydris Ein Lahem Chazaka have to do with Avodim not having Cheskas Gimel Shanim? A Goydris Ein Lahem Chazaka is a halacha in Muchsik. It's a halacha in Cheskas Momen. It's a halacha in Cheskas Kolma. It's a halacha in Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tafas Haidi Dei, or Maida Tafas Haidi Dei. Because when a person has something, we assume it's his based on the chazaka of Achzuki Inchi Beganovi Loi Machzikinon. Goydris, it could be it's in your rishos, not because you stole it, but because it just ended up in your rishos. It had a mind of its own. Thus, you don't have the svara that underpins Machzik. If that's the case, then it's a din in Machzik. It's a din in Cheskes Mamen. My shaite to Cheskes Abatim, which is Cheskes Raya. What's Cheskes Abatim? Cheskes Abatim is that if you passed by this field, you saw me there for 3 years, and you didn't protest, that's a Raya that it's mine. It's a Cheskes Umdana, like the Ritva speaks out right in the beginning of the parak, like all the Rishonim say. If that's the case, how does a Goydris Eilam Chazaka have any Shaychus into the world to Cheskes Gimel Shanim? It's one of the most Peledic Akashas of all time. Just, what does the Gemara mean? Avodim Yeshlam Chazaka, Va'amar Reish Lakish Hagoydris Eilam Chazaka. You're confusing the word Chazaka. Right, that was the Shtikul Torah that we spoke about earlier in the week. The word Chazaka can mean a lot of things in a lot of different sugyas. Hagoydris Eilam Chazaka doesn't mean Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Hagoydris Eilam Chazaka means what? Hagoydris Eilam Chazaka means that it doesn't have Muchsik. We're not talking about Muchsik. We're talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Now you'll tell me it's the Gemara's Teretz. Right? Isn't that the Gemara's teretz? What does the Gemara say? Oh, my Rav, Eilam Chazaka La'alter. Avi Yeshlam Chazaka La'acha Gimel Shanim. It's not sufficient. I'm sorry. You can't just say, oh, it's the Gemara's teretz. The Havamina has no pshat. Udekarila Makarila, Udekarila, Ben Benoishal Makarila. What does the Gemara mean? So the Emes is, Rav Nachum in his Shiurim says that this Gemara is a raya, almost she'enol of tshuva, to the Yisoy that he spoke out right in the beginning of Cheskes Abatim, and this was the raid bite on Daf Lamed. And that is, that the regular traditional way of understanding Cheskes Gimel Shanim is, that the minute I've been living here for 3 years, and you saw me living here, and you were in Moicha, that's an umdana that it belongs to me, and I get to be machzik in it, based on that umdana, based on that Anan Sahadi. But I'm not going to bring a raya from the Yesh Sha'imer that the Ritva brings, in the beginning of the parak, from the Meiri and Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudeis, from the Rashba and Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis and the Sugya of Migul Ahoitzi, that really it's a little different. Avad is predicated on the Anan Sahadi, but the gather of how the Anan Sahadi works is that it makes the machzik into the muchzik. That says ordinarily in Kol HaTerekula, if there is a dispute between two people, who owns this asset, who owns this mammon? One person's the marakama, the other person's the muchzik, so the muchzik is always the one, that's the other aliyot. But when it comes to karka, it's alapanim, it's just the opposite. The marakama is always other from the muchzik. For all the svaras that we spoke about in the raid on Daf Lamed, all the svaras that we spoke about in the mavoi to bavakama, the mavoi to bavakama, the mavoi to cheskes abatim. But the point is that ordinarily, the muchzik wins. When it comes to karka, the marikama wins. Stating that once you establish a cheskas gimel shanim, then what we say is that the marikama is no longer the muchzik. Then it's the machzik that's the muchzik. It's keilu the marikama loses his muchzikos by virtue of the fact that he went 3 years without being meicha. So if he's not the muchzik anymore, who's the muchzik? Now the machzik becomes the muchzik. But the reason that in a cheskas gimel shanim, the machzik now has a raya that it's his. It's working with zekal gadol b'din. It's working with muchzik. Danan sahadi makes the machzik into the muchzik. Ordinarily, if I'm holding something for a minute, that's the anan sahadi that makes me the muchzik. When it comes to karka, you need 3 years of it. It has to be relinquished from the rishus of the marakama, so to speak, to become that of the machzik in order for him to now be considered the muchzik. But the point is, the way cheskas gimel shanim works is how it works within muchzik. Oh, zok Rav Nachim, fire. That's the Gemara's capture. Avodim yeshlem chazaka cheskas gimel shanim ar betoch mit muchzik. The whole gimel shanim is a hechetimtze to toy for muchzik. How could you be a muchzik when it comes to avodim? Amar yishlokish agoy yeshlem chazaka. Does he say at the end of the day the fact that it's in my rishus is never considered muchzik? If it's not considered muchzik, how does it work? Abazok Rav Nachim, there might be one problem. You know why? Because at the end of the day, like we said, it's all the Gemara's hafamina. It's a havana and it's a hasbara in the havamina. The problem is the Gemara's teretz. What's the Gemara's teretz? Amar Rava, Eilam Chazak al Alter, Aviyesh Lam Chazak al Achad Gimel Shanim. Is the Gemara in the teretz falling off from this whole shtickle Torah? Is the Gemara saying in the teretz that no, Cheskas Gimel Shanim has nothing to do with Muchzik at all? It's not related to Muchzik. Cheskas Gimel Shanim is an Anan Sahadi, and it's not together that the Anan Sahadi makes you the Muchzik. It's an Anan Sahadi Farzik, it has nothing to do with Muchzik. Well, if that's the case, that means that raid bite is all in the Havamin of a Gemara here in the Flamed Vav Amar Aleph. But Amar Rava, Rava said that that's not really the Maskana. Maybe you can learn the Gemara's Dichli a little bit differently. Either way, I am Bechadushi Rav Nachim, Ubi Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Harosh Shivas. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, so the Gemara Namad Beis had a lengthy discussion with regards to near plowing. Havi chazaka, oloi havi chazaka. And it seemed to be a very, very big deal. So again, we live in a completely different world. I don't think today anyone's losing sleep over whether near havi chazaka, oloi havi chazaka. But once upon a time, this was a hot button topic that clearly had a life of its own. In fact, the Gemara brought a whole bunch of conflicting opinions and even a little bit of drama. But just to chazer over the words of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanu, near ener chazaka, v'yesh oimrim, hareza chazaka. Man yeshoimim, am Rav Chizda, Rav Achahi. Zok de Gemara, am Rav Ashi. Sha'alis, kol gadoi liyada. Wow. Va'omruli, and they told me, near ha'reisne chazaka. Sholchalei b'nei pum nahara l'Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Near ha'avi chazaka, aloi ha'avi chazaka. Amal hu Rav Ach, b'chol gadoi liyada, ami near ha'reisne chazaka. So it sounds like near is a chazaka. Am Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Ravusel and Michshev Gavri, a Rav Shmuel beBavel, Rav Shmuel Rav Kiva beEretz Yisrael. Amri near lo yavi chazaka. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of names. Telegrams are flying all over the place. Near havi chazaka or near lo yavi chazaka. But there's one Gemara that's worth shtelling sechan for a second. Gemara says that the Bnei Pum Nahara sent to Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Is near a chazaka or is near not a chazaka? So Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda sent back, rather innocently, he said, Rav Acha v'chol g'doy li'adar amri near harez a chazaka. Rav Acha and Uli g'doy li'adar said that near is a chazaka. So it sounds to me like near is a chazaka. Am Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak called, right? The first Rav Nachman was Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. This is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak fame. He said, Ravusa l'michshev gavri, says what? You're impressed? What did you paskin? He said, because Rav Achen, all the G'day Le'adar said, near the chazaka, must be near the chazaka. As if it's a kunz to be able to quote all the G'day Le'adar. Sounds like it's a kunz to me, but okay. He said, as if it's a kunz. He said, a Rav Shmuel beBavel, Rav Yishmol beRav Kiva beEretz Yisrael, Amri Dei said near Le'avi Chazaka. I don't care if Achen, all the G'day Le'adar said near Avi Chazaka. Rav Shmuel and Bavel and Rav Yishmol beRav Kiva beEretz Yisrael, they both said near Loi Havi Chazaka. So the Gemara is a little bit sussum, specifically as it relates to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's argument, and that is Revusa l'michshav gavri. The truth is, There's another Gemara in Shas where the Gemara has a very, very similar signon. The sugi is completely different. It's a Masechtas Yevamitz, it's Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, it's in Perek HaChoylitz, and it's discussing the halacha of Oved Kechavim, the Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, and has a child. Havlad Mamzer or Havlad Kasher. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Acha Sar Habiro, V'Rav Tanchum Bereder Abchiyo Ish Kvar Ako, they redeem certain hostages that had been in captivity. And when they redeemed these hostages, one of them, a Jewish woman, had been pregnant, and Kamuvin, the father of this child, was an Ovid Kechavim, also the Kamid Rav Ami. And the woman was brought to Rav Ami, and the question was, this child that's going to be born, will the child be a Yid or will not be a Yid? Amaluhusi told them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, all hold, Oyde Kechavim, the Eved Abba, Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, they all said, Oyde Kechavim, the Eved Abba, Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, which means that this child, unfortunately, is going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef heard this, and he said, Revusal and Michshav Gavri, same Lashon. It's a kunst to, you're quoting, it's very nice. You're varfing. It's a Chasam Sofer, it's an Oyde Behuda, and it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? It's Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina. But he said, Revusal and Michshav Gavri, Harav Shmu Bebavel. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bar Kapor of Eretz Yisroel. The Amri lo Chalufe Bar Kapor. Some took out Bar Kapora, the Aili, and they said, not Bar Kapora in Eretz Yisroel, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Eretz Yisroel, and the Zikne Dorim. The Amri, they all said, Kosher. So the Revusal and Michshav Gavri, it's very nice, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, all said, but what big deal? I know Rabbi Shmuel and Bavel, Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Eretz Yisroel, and the Ziknei Doroim, and maybe Bar Kapora also in Eretz Yisroel, they all said, Avlad Kosher, and as a result, I'm not in this ball from your psak. Again, you have the same exact signon, Revusal and Michshav Gavri, the two Gemaras are almost identical, although the Sugyas are completely different, and it's a little bit Omer Dershmi. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla, that Rabbi Reuven Bira Moshe, Zechroino Levracha, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Mechkarim Bedarkei HaTalmud, and this is Simon Tess, he says it in footnote 8. A Dover Nifla Mamish, Veruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram, to explain this Gemara. But we need a little bit of context, so we have to start it a little bit from the beginning. And that is, there's a very interesting principle in Halacha that the Rishonim quote throughout Shas that comes from the Goinim. And that is, Ein Halacha Keshita. So what does Ein Halacha Keshita even mean? So there are many places in Shas where the Gemara will discuss a certain halacha, and the Gemara will have a whole list, a whole Rishima of Tanoim that were of this particular opinion. Wherever the Gemara says that, you should know we don't paskin like that. Just to give a few examples. Sukkah Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Rebbe, for Rabbi Yoshia, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, for Rabbi Eliezer, v'acherim, kulu sfirulu sukkah diras kvabeimim. So Abaye had a whole list, a Hall of Fame list of Tanoim that are all of the opinion, sukkah diras kvabeimim. Another example. This is Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amar Alf. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Akiva, kulu sfirul hu kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. That all yin, doesn't matter how rich, how poor, doesn't matter who you are, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. One more Gemara. Bava kama daf tzadik gimel amid beis. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye. It's interesting, all three of the Gemaras that we just mentioned are Abaye. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, ube Shammai, Rab Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Yishmael, kulu sfirulu shinu ibn koyme yoyme. Shinu is not koyme, it's in the beginning of our Goyzel Leysen, but rather shinu ibn koyme yoyme. Ukehena rabbis. There's so many Gemaras like this in Shas. With the Gemara will have a certain Amara give a list of Tanoim that are all of a certain opinion. So, say the Rishonim, quoting the Goyim, Rav Hai Goyim and others, that in Halacha Keshita, whenever the Gemara does something like this, you should know, we don't paskin like this. And at first glance, it's a pella. What does that even mean? Because you have a list of 10 Tanon that hold this way, some Amela counterintuitively, we don't paskin that way? It literally has no pshat. So, Rabbi Margolis brings that if we take a look at the Sefer Halichos Soilim, which is one of the classic Kloli HaShas Sforim, he says a little bit of a mahalach. He says that you want to know what the Pshat is. Pshat's as follows. The Tana, and even Amiram, they used to speak Beloshim Ktsara. Which means as follows. Which means that if this is the list of people that hold Shinu Bim Kamei Yoimei, if this is the list of Tanom that holds Sukkah Diras Kfabi Inon, if this is the list that holds Kol Yisrael B'nei B'lachamein, it must be the shorter list. Because they always used to speak B'lashim Ktzara. Which means that really they're the minority opinion. But the majority opinion, that list, it must be a much longer list. Because if that list was the shorter list, that would be the list that we would mention. So again, it's counterintuitive. But the point is that if we mention this list, must be it's the shorter of the two lists. And if that's the case, they're the yachid klap of the other list, which is the rabbim. And yachid the rabbim, halacha ki rabbim, says the halichai soilam, that that's the svara that underpins in halacha kishita. It's based on this notion. Rabbi Margolis says that I have a raya that the Yad Malachi, who's the Mara D'Shmaita when it comes to all these different Klali Apsak, didn't hold this way. His raya is because the Yad Malachi says something very interesting. Sometimes the Gemara will bring a list of Tanam that all are Sfirulahu Chadashita, and then the Gemara will be Daicha. Right? The Gemara will say Velohi. It could be, even though they're all saying something that's rooted in the same concept, but Lav Dafka they all hold of each other. It could be he holds Sukkadiris Kva, but only in his application, and could be he only holds Sukkah Diras Kva in his application, and he only holds Sukkah Diras Kva in his application, and as a result, it's not muchach that they all have the same shita. Says the Yad Malachi that the only time the rule is in halacha kishita is if the Gemara is not doichet. If they taka all are saying the same thing. But let's say the Gemara is doicha, so then you don't have the ein halacha kishita. I'll read it inside. Lo yamrinon ela ki dekaima hashita lefi ha-maskana ve-ein choylek olav. Aval hecha dedochi talmuda ve-kama ve-dilma ad-kan le-kama Rebbe Ployni ve-ad-kan le-kama Rebbe Ployni. It's not going to be considered shita. And he says that he found this mufurish in the Knesset Hagdoyla. That the Knesset Hagdoyla already said that even though ain't halacha kishita, that's only true if the Gemara is not doicha. But to the extent that the Gemara is doicha over there, you're not going to have it. So it says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, haga ba'atzmacha for 1 second. And he gives one mashal. It's a little bit of an obscure mashal, but it's short. So let's just go through this mashal for 1 second. It says, we'll pick a Gemara. It's Perik Elu Trefes. And the Gemara over there is discussing if somebody removes the nutza, that's one of the feathers, of a bird, does that render the bird a trefa, or does not that not render the bird a trefa? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad. You should know, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel both said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Hadamar. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if somebody plucks the nutza out of a bird, it makes the bird into a trefa. Now, Rabbi Yochanan understood, what does that mean that it makes the bird into a trefa? What it means is that the nutzah is considered part of the skin of the animal. And being that it's considered part of the skin, if you flay the skin of a bird, it makes the bird into a trefa. So if you remove the nutzah, it also makes it into a trefa. So said Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you remove the nutzah, it's like you flayed the skin, because the nutzah is considered skin, it's Amru Davar Echad with Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? The Tanan Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Hanutzah Mitztarefes. So he's discussing Alach and Pigel, where Kain was doing the Avodah with a knife, and he had a machshava to eat a kezayis chutzah zman and chutzah the nutzah is mitzdarif. If it's mitzdarif to the kezayis of the machsheves pigel, must be it's considered or. Oh, so you see, Amru Davar Echad. Says Rabbi Yochanan said like this. In Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that if you remove the nutzah, it makes the bird into a trefa, you see that he holds its or. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, you should know Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Amru Davar Echad. They're saying the same thing. They're of the same shita. They're of the same opinion. How do I know that? Because I know Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing in a whole different world, in the world of Pigel and Kachim. But he said that the nutza is mitzdarif like the oiris to the machshavas pigel. Thus, the same davar echad. Amar Rava. So Rava said, "Dilmaloihi, it's not muchach. You could be doichet because ad kan lekama Rabbi Yehuda hacha. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha regarding treifa. And the Gemara says, ad kan lekama Rabbi Shmuel hasam elolinyan pigel. I am the Gemara. The Gemara was doichet." So says Rabbi Margolis, just hear this out for a second. If Rabbi Yochanan would have ended up right, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad, you would say, in halacha kishita. So we would not paskin, we would say that halacha has to be that the nutz is not considered art. But once the Gemara says, Vildil Moloihi, the Gemara is Doicha, so now, according to the Yad Malachi, according to Knesset HaGedolah, now could be we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, could be paskel like Rabbi Shmuel, because it's not in Halacha Keshita anymore. It's mamish counterintuitive, but this is the way it is, right? Says Rabbi Margolis, if the reason ain Halacha Keshita is because when Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad, he knew that the Chachamim, the majority, held not that way, because he's speaking the Lashon Tzara, he's giving you the shorter list, and he's omitting the longer list, that means Rabbi Yochanan has a long list of Tanoim that hold that the Nutzah is what? Is not skin. That the Nutzah is not skin. He found two Tanoim that holds it is skin. Now the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, just because they both hold that the Nutzah skin doesn't mean they hold of each other's respective shita. Maybe he holds Nutzah skin in Treifis and he holds Nutzah skin in Pigel. Okay, it's not the same sugya. But at the end of the day, the two of them for sure are going up against the majority of opinion. And if the reason when they said Dover Echa, the halacha couldn't be like that based on Yochev Rabbim, halacha Kerabim, so L'chayre Kal V'chaymer, now that the Gemara was Doich and the Gemara said that they don't even hold of each other maybe, and each one is only saying it in his very specific case, that how could the halacha be like him? Because now they're not the miyut, now they're the miyuta. You don't even have two, now you only have one. So how is it possible in the whole world that this should be the case? Yeah, the kasha, it's a little bit of a cheshben. But it's posh. He said, if the reason we don't say halacha kishita is because they're the miyot, then if the Gemara is doichin and the Gemara says dumalohi, then they're for sure the miyot. Now they're the miyuta. If they're the miyuta, for sure you can't hold that way. So he says, if that's the case, you see from this Knesset HaGdolah, he didn't hold like the halicha soilon. It's hajr kushal l'duchte. What does it mean, ein halacha kishita? Ein halacha kishita l'chura is a pel de gazach. You have a whole list of tanom that hold a certain way. The halacha is not like them. So you'll tell me, because maybe there's a longer list not that way. From the Yad Malachi and the Knesset HaGdolah, you see they didn't hold that way. So if that's the case, it begs the question, what does it mean in halacha kishita? So it says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, he says that we know when it comes to psak halacha, let's say you have a question of Yochid V'Rabin, and on one side you have a Rebbe and a Talmud that are both saying the same thing, and on the other side you have two random Tanoim that are saying the same thing. So he says, Noida b'mishpat ha-hoira. This is well known in the world of hoira. Ki Talmud ha-koruch achrei rabbi, yichoshev kishnayim sh'amru mitam echad. They're not considered a rabbin. A Rebbe and a Talmud that both see the world the same way, they're considered like one. Now the truth is, it's a little bit tricky. They're considered like one if they're arguing with two. But they're considered like two if they're arguing like with one. So there's somewhere, it's like one and a half. There is somewhere in between one and two. So if they're going up against a Rabbim, we treat them like one. If they're going up against a Yochid, then we treat them like two. But the point is, being that they're a Rebbe and a Talmud, they come from the same school, they have the same Messiah, they see the world the same way. So we don't look at them as two opinions. We look at them, in certain instances, as only being one opinion. Sushtel to this, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, is the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's Perek Yud Halacha Hei. The Rambam over there is discussing a bunch of Dayanim that were sitting on a Beis Din, so we're taking a vote, right? Shnayim She'amru Tam Echad. So says the Rambam, what would be if you have two Dayanim that said the same reason, Afilu Mishnei Mikrois, even if they got it from two different Psukim, Ein Nimnin Elo Be'echad, the Halach is that they only count as one vote. So if you have two Dayanim that both said the same time, so you have two Dayanim that are sitting on a Beis Din, and you go for a vote, we have to figure out now. If two of the Dayanim say the same time, even if they came to this from two different Sukkim, they count as one vote. They don't count as two votes. Now, the Makar to this Rambam is the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that what would be if you have two Dayanim that said the same reason, but they came to it from different Sukkim? Do they count as one or do they count as two? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Asi they count as one. Now Rashi says that why do they count as one? Because if they each came to the same conclusion from different Sukkim, it must be somebody got the Pasuk wrong. Because you can't have two Sukkim saying the same thing. Thus, it must be someone made a mistake. We disregard one of the opinions, and what you're left with is only one opinion. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Rambam brings the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rambam says, Shnayim she'amru tam echad, he adds one word, afilu mishnei mikrois, ein nimnin elo ba'echad. Even if it came from two psukim, still ein nimnin elo ba'echad, it's only to be considered as one. So the Kesef Mishnah is medayik, and the Ramach, and if you look at all the Noisa Kalim, that the Rambam obviously learned the Gemara a little bit differently. The Rambam held that this halacha of Shnayim she'amru tam echad afilu mishnei mikrois, ein nimnin elo ba'echad, is not Dafka when it was from two psukim, like Rashi said, because one of them got it wrong. It's a filu mishnei mikrois. But if it was from the same pasuk, then for sure it's going to... The Rambam held that if two dayonim issued the same psak and they came to it from the same place, that's not two votes. That's actually one vote. This is fascinating if you think about it for a second. What's the definition of a rabbin? What's the power of, oh, it's not just one person who thinks it, two people think it, three people think it. You would say, I don't know, if three people all agree with this svara, that's rabbin. If one person disagrees, he's the yachid. The Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah is understanding it, is making a revolution in that. You know what the Rambam is saying? Rambam is saying, no, that's not rabbin. If three people nod their head, and they all say, I hear, I'm also Maskim, yes, I agree. That's not Rabbim. You know what the Koyach of Rabbim is? The Koyach of Rabbim is where three people come to the same conclusion from three different places. If you can prove something from three different angles, that's Rabbim. Now, Zrok Rav Reuven Margolis, when I'm telling you that three people seeing it the same way is not a Rabbim, doesn't mean it's not nothing. A Rebbe and a Talmud is considered a Rabbim. Klapi Yochid. It's better than a yochid, but klapi a rabbim, it's actually not. Because it's better, there's a mailo, there's an adifus, when multiple people come to the same conclusion from multiple angles, than when multiple people come to the same conclusion from the same angle. I can hear it both ways. I think you can make the argument this way, you can make the argument. If 10 people all like this svara, so achi rabbim lahatois, you would think it's a good svara. But I don't know, maybe there's a mistake in the svara that all 10 people are not seeing. If 10 people come to the same conclusion from 10 different places, that's the emes, right? Emes, all roads lead to the emes. So if there's 10 different ways to come to the same svara, this shries emes. In the world of rabbin, it's better when people come to the same conclusion for a different reason than when people come to the same conclusion for the same reason. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, I think that's pshat ein halacha kashita. This is so good. He says, you know what the yisoid of ein halacha kashita is? The Goyim didn't mean that you don't paskin like the shita. You don't paskin like the shita. If the Gemara says 10 tanam hold a certain way, it must be the halacha is not like that. That makes no sense. Not just that, Rabbi Reuven Margolis brings 15 kashas from different rishonim and achronim on the klal of ein halacha kashita, because there are many times we do paskin like the shita. Ein halacha kashita doesn't mean that if we say that they all hold this way, that's neraya that they really didn't hold that way. Or that the halacha is not like that. Ein halacha kashita means that usually if you have a list of tanam that are all saying the same thing, that's a rabbin. And that shries the halacha has to be like that. Of zog the Gemara, if the Gemara, zog in the Goinim, that if the Gemara went out of its way to say that they all hold the same thing, you know what the Gemara is saying? That they hold the same thing. Not just the same thing that they came to the same maskana, but the same thing they came to it from the same place. And they mamish hold the same thing, which is what it sounds like it's saying. And if they all came to this from the same exact place, you know what that means? That means that it's not a rabbin, and therefore you don't have the koyach rabbin, and that's what it means ein halacha kashita. Not ein halacha kashita, you don't paskin like the shita. You're not muchrich to paskin like the shita. What's the chiddush? Why would you think you're muchrich? Because you would have thought it's a rabbin. Kamash vola not. You know why? Because kulu sfiru luchad milsa. Because they're kulam b'shita achas. Because they're all literally saying the same thing. And avifel, they're all literally saying the same thing. So that's the biggest raya, that they all came to from the same place. If they came to from the same place, so now already, now klapi yachid would be a rab, but klapi a rab, it's not a rab. And that's why there's no hechrech, it's not muchach, that we're necessarily going to paskin that way. Says Rabbi Margolis, shuv matzasi, I found that it's a mefurish arzaruah. Now we'll see, it's not a mefurish arzaruah, but after Rabbi Margolis, it's a mefurish arzaruah. The arzaruah is in Bava Kama, in Perek HaMeniach, it's in Simen Kuf, Nun Hey, this is the arzaruah. Umayri Virabi says the arzaruah, Avi Ezri Zatzal Kosaf. The Yitachin Liyos Halacha Keshita. Even though Ein Halacha Keshita, Yitachin Liyos Halacha Keshita. Vahad Amrin Bezeu Neshech. Hahushita Itmar. Hachi Perusha. Mikoyach Rabim. lo yehei halacha im loy me'achra acheres. All it means when we say in halacha keshita is that they don't have a din of a rabbin. The shita loy havi kerabim. A shita is not a rabbin. That's all it means in halacha keshita. What's the svara? Why should a shita not be a rabbin? It is a rabbin. The teretz is what the Urzaru is saying is because they're all saying the same shita, and because they're all saying the same shita, so they're not a rabbin. Doesn't mean that halacha is not like them. Mechateis that halacha can't be like them. Who said? But the point is that they lose their koyach harabim. Why do they lose their koyach harabim? Because when you're all saying the same thing, you lose your koyach harabim. So said Rabbi Margolis, Lefidus Hanocha, that there's a maila when two people come to the same thing for a different reason versus when two people come to the same thing for the same reason. He says in footnote 8, let's learn the Gemara together in Perek HaChoylitz, Yevamis Daf Mem Heyam Aleph. The Gemara says, "Rav Achasar Abira, Vratan Chobrei Rav Chia Ish Kfar Aka, Paruk Hanush Fu Yosad the Asam Yarmel Letray." They redeemed, they released, they were able to free hostages. Have a chadad Abi Novi Kachav, and one of them had been impregnated by a Novi Kachav. Also, the Kamei Rav Ami Amaluhu. So Rav Ami said, "Rav Yoichanan, Rav Belazar, Rav Chanina, the Amri Novi Kachav, and the Eved Haba Abas Yisrael." Havlad Mamzer. He says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Elazar said it, Rabbi Chanina said it. Havlad Mamzer, you know the halacha. So Rabbi Yosef heard this, and Rabbi Yosef said, Revusel and Michshav Gavri? What, it's a kunst to just throw around names? Harav Shmuel Bebava. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Bar Kappar of Eretz Yisrael, the Amri Lo, some say that not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Bar Kappar in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Eretz Yisrael and Bar Kappar and the Ziknei Doroim, they all said, Oyvi Kachavim ve'evet Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlat Kasha. So what's going on over here? It's a little bit sasan. Says Rabbi Margolis. Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina were all Rabbi Talmud. Rabbi Elazar, we know, is the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yoichanan. After Rish Lakish, it's Rabbi Elazar. That's the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamis, that Rabbi Elazar, every word that he said was Rabbi Yoichanan, Madame, and Mitoich Groino. And Rabbi Chanina was Rabbi Yoichanan's Rabbi. Rabbi Yoichanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina were three G'dayli Olam. But Revusel and Michshav Gavri, the three are really one, because they're all a Talmud and a Rebbe and a Rebbe. So yeah, they see the world the same way. They come from the same Beis Medrash. So although you have three Gedolim that all said this, but this three is not a Rabbin. Revusel and Michshav Gavri, you can't just mention names. Ein Halacha Keshita. When you mention names, it's nothing. Revusel and Michshav Gavri, as if you have a Rabbin over here. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, it's all one. You know why it's one? Because it's a Rebbe and a Talmud. So they're all coming to from the same place. He says, let me tell you what I know. Rav and Shmuel and Bavel and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Bar Kappar and Eretz Yisrael and the Ziknei Dorim. I could take you around the globe and I could show you different Gedolim that never saw each other. They're not Rebbe and Talmud. They came to from their own Beis Medrash, their own world, through Ayin Panim L'Torah. They came to the same place. That's more chashev. Revus from the Michshav Gavri, that's ein halacha kishita mamish. And therefore he said that's not the way it is. Says Rabbi Margolis, that maybe with this we could explain one other Gemara. It's also in footnote A. And that Gemara is right here in Bava Basra, Cheskas Abatim, Dafla, Medvava, Medvez. Where the Gemara says, Sholchu le b'nei pum nahara the Rab Nachman by Chizda. Ilamdeinu rabbeinu. Niri havichazoko? Eloi avichazoko. Amadusi told him, Rab Acha. V'chol gedoyle ador amri nir hareza chazaka. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Revusel and Michshav Gavri. What, you just, it's such a kunst, big deal, Rav Ach and all the gedoyle ador said it. Harav v'shmul bebavel. V'rav Yishmol v'rav Yakiva v'eretz Yisrael. They said nir lei havi chazaka. Says Rav Margolis, here it's a little more subtle. He said, who said nir havi chazaka? Rav Ach v'chol gedoyle ador. Rav Ach is part of the gedoyle ador. What does it mean, Rav Ach v'chol gedoyle ador? It sounds a little bit like Rav Ach said this, and the Gedolei Ador were masking to Rav Acha. It sounds like that's what the Gemara is saying. Very nice! Kulam b'shita achas! So he told him, Revusel and the Michshav Gavri, ein halacha kishita. Let me tell you what I know. Rav and Shmuel and Bavel, and Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Akiva and Eretz Yisrael, different worlds, different parts of the planet, they also said that. That's a real rabbin. And in the world of Yachav and Rabbim, Malach and Rabbim, that rabbin is going to be doicha. This Revusel and Michshav Gavri, said Rabbi Rufin Margolis, could be his ein halacha keshita. And when it's a Rebbe and a Talmud and a Talmud, and when it's Rav Acha v'chog de'le ador, that they're nodding their head and they say, I agree with you, Rav Acha. Avad it's choshev, Revusel and Michshav Gavri. What's the havamina that it's not a Revusel and Michshav Gavri? But there's an Indian of ein halacha keshita. And in the sugis of Yachav and Rabbim, Malach and Rabbim, if they're going up against a more more complex rabbim, a more diverse rabbim, the halacha is not going to be like them. And in both Gemaras, Sayin Yevamis Memhei, and Sayin Bava Basra Daflam Midvav, what was the follow-up? I have Gedolim all over the world. I have Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I have the Ziknei Dorim. I have Gedolim in Bava that said not that way. This is not a Rebbe and a Talmud. This is not a whole bunch of Gedolim that are all agreeing, Gamani Mitztarif. No, they're coming suit to it from different angles. That's better than a Gamani Mitztarif. In the sugyas of Yochid V'Rabim, if two people come suit to it independently, it's better than if two people come suit to it from the same place. Two people coming to the same maskana from different svaras is better than two people coming suit to the same maskana for the same svara. That is the Oymik in Revusel and Michshev Gavri. The Divrei Pi Chachim Chaim. V'ruyin advarim misha amram. It's just kedai. If you want to look it up inside, I spoke out maybe 20% of it. There's so much more with so many akuli upshuri, so many rayas. Every footnote is footnote 8. It's the only footnote I spoke out. It's mamish brilliant. Shabbat brilliant. Kedarke b'kodesh ayin sham.